I appreciate the opportunity to participate today. The only problem I really have is that the elders always make me follow Eric. And that's always a very difficult thing to do. If he weren't my son, I might try to kill him. But he is a great teacher, a great preacher, and a great Christian, at least in my mind. I want to talk today about something that's maybe a little different than what you might have expected. I want to talk to us this morning or this evening about facing fear. You know, I look out and I see our brothers and sisters gathered today. And I know you all. But the question might be, what do I know about you all? And what do you all know about me? As we live our lives and go through our lives and we have problems, and sometimes they're problems that we just don't want to share with people. We don't want people to really have to think about that with us. And what I'm talking about, the subject that I've chosen, is called facing fear. I started to begin by asking this question: have you ever faced something that made you afraid and filled your heart with fear? But after I thought about that question, I thought, well, maybe that's not the question to start with, and maybe not even a question to ask. That question is probably not necessary, because if you knew everything about me or I knew everything about you, it would probably be true that at least some of us, maybe a few of us, possibly even many of us, have found ourselves charged with difficulties, real difficulties, about which we could do absolutely nothing. At least that's the way we felt about it. It may have been a medical problem that we took to a doctor, and the doctor told us that it was an illness that could be terminal, and we couldn't do anything about it. Maybe it may have been the loss of a job, and there were no prospects of another job, and there was nothing that we could do about it. Maybe something has happened and all of our money was stolen or lost. Everything that we have saved has gone off, has gone, and we don't have any means to replace it. And we can't do anything about it. We may have seen the loss of our house, or maybe the loss of a part of our house. And maybe with that, we didn't have any insurance. And because of that, we couldn't do anything about it. And I dare say that I could keep going on and on and on and talking about those things. And there may have been some other things that have come to your mind or my mind as I've talked about these things. And I believe that the truth is that there are very, very few people who get through life without at least suffering at least one serious bout with fear. And if that is the case, that raises a question. And that question is, what then shall I do? Many times when that occurs, instead of facing our fears with courage, we just sort of bend down and cower. Somehow we cannot imagine having the strength by which we might overcome these trials that come our way from time to time. But the truth of the matter is that if we will look at it and think about it and pray about it, that we will realize that we have the strength that we need to overcome the adversity with a tremendous task, maintaining a spirit and Christian growth in the early church. If it was a situation wherever there were reasons for fear, you read your Bible, part of which Timothy wrote, and you'll find a young man by the name of Timothy. And if there's ever a young preacher who had fear, his name was Timothy. However, Paul knew that if Timothy caved into his fear, then his ministry would be ruined. Timothy, therefore, wrote to Timothy to admonish this young protege that Luke had had a great part of in training and helping and leading him to the point where he was. And part of that letter said, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. That answers the question that I ask, what then shall we do? God wants us to face fear. And God wants us to face fear with the knowledge that He will give us the ability to conquer fear's attempt to paralyze us. This is Old Testament, but listen to Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 22. "Do not fear them, for the Lord your God is the one fighting for you." We triumph over fear as we look to God for the strength to move forward, courageously pressing on, because He is the one who strengthens us. Let me read two passages of Scripture. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. So that with good courage we say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What shall man do unto me? Revelation 2, verse 10. Fear not the things which thou art about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. The Africans say that when a lion is stalking its prey, it roars. Doesn't sound right, does it? Because it seems like that if that lion roared, that whatever that was it was after would get up, run off, and maybe run faster than the lion could run. But it doesn't work that way, and the lion knows it. And so the lion roars. And the animal is paralyzed. And all that lion has to do is to walk over there, and it's got lunch. We can learn from that. Don't let Satan's roar paralyze us in our faith. Christ is our Savior, and He is our eternal strength. Let us pray. Lord, when Satan roars and I am afraid, I know that You have already defeated him. I put my trust in You. Facing fear is not all that difficult when you know that God is on your side and you look to Him. And it may be a time when you have no idea in your own mind that there's nothing you can do. And you may be going to pray to God, and you don't know what to say. And you know what God says to you? My Spirit is going to come, and it will help you say what needs to be said when you don't know what to say. I sat through that first psalm and thought that Luke's selection might have meant he had seen my sermon. God will take care of you. For him to take care of you, you need to be his child. And to be his child, you need to turn your life around. Turn away from sin. Confess that Jesus is the Son of God. Repent of your sins. Obey the biblical command to be baptized for the remission of your sins. And God will reach out and put you in his family. If you're a member of that family and you've been unfaithful and you've turned away, you haven't lived as you should have lived, it's time for you to go home. You have that blessing and that opportunity if you will just step forward, step out, come forward here, give me your hand, give God your heart. Follow what God has said and go home knowing that you are his child, saved by grace. Shall we stand and sing?